This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. Down at Quincy Raceway, Sunday night season championship night tonight. We're with tonight's UMP late model season championship feature winner, Michael Long from Quincy. Michael, talked to you an awful lot of times here at Quincy Raceways after a feature win, but the first time I ever talked to you after a late model feature win.
Yeah, we had a pretty good car tonight, and we actually had quite a few good runs all year in Jennings' car, and then had some bad luck with the motor and stuff here at the end of the year and waiting on parts for it, and then I've been running Rick's car here, and everything's been real good.
Been liking this late model racing, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, we've been running it a little bit, and we won one down at Peavely, and then we made the World Outlaw show last night in it, but didn't have very good luck in the feature, and then won tonight, so it was a pretty good weekend.
Three car was strong, but boy, when he fell out, then you had him covered.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just telling them guys, I'm kind of superstitious, but when I was pulling up to the grid, a black cat ran across the front of his race car out into the weeds.
Not really.
Yeah, so, and then I wasn't all the way up there, so I didn't think a whole lot about it, but I guess that maybe holds true. It gave him a little bit of bad luck, but we had a really good car. You know, we had a solid second, and I felt like we was kind of, I don't know what happened to him. He might have been slowing down a little bit, a couple laps. We was running him back down, but I don't know what broke on him. He might have been slowing down, but we had a really good car.
How was the track? The track was a little bit of a challenge. It was rough in one and two. What?
Yeah, it's got some holes and it had a ton of bite. You know, it was, but, you know, I found a good groove there on the bottom, and every once in a while I'd hit that hole going in one, and I found a little bit where I could go just right above the, kind of straddle it, and I was really good. And some laps I'd hit it good, and some laps I'd kind of bounce a little bit. But the car, we made some adjustments to the car before we went out, and, you know, it was about as good as what I think it could have been.
You won so many races in a modified. How do these cars compare as far as driving?
You know, they're a lot of the same. You got a lot more tire to save you. You know, you don't really notice a whole lot of speed. I know they are a little bit faster, but the G-force and that, you notice a lot. My arms are like jello right now. It does work you. You know, it works you as a driver quite a bit more than what the modified kind of floats through a little bit, where these are really digging and you know, the G-force aspect of it, I guess.
What do you got planned the rest of the season?
Run the 3-day deal down in Granite, that Modified Mania and my Modified and this late model, and this late model, Jennings late model, one of them, you know, and then I don't know after that what we got going on.
Who'd you have helping you tonight?
Mom and Dad were down here, of course, Justin Stell and Rick Frankel, and he's a car owner, and then Greg Jennings and Jerry Hughes.
You know the sponsors on this car?
Extreme Pro Race Engines, Independent Shock Services, Absolute Fencing, Griffin Sign Shop, and I think we got them all. I think that's it.
Michael Long, thank you for talking with us on the Inside Track. Congratulations on your first late model feature win at Quincy Raceways.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.